This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer, the first program of the new year focused on food, farm, and family. That's what the American Family Farmer program is aimed at doing. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your agricultural component, your interest in the farm, interest in food. I found this week in the farm news, I like to start each hour with a few minutes of info that is pertinent to family farms. And the news this week is, according to the Department of Agriculture, their Economic Research Service says family farms remain the primary source of food production in our country. 98% of U.S. farms are family farms. They account for 87% of farm production. This has been unchanged. This has been put out, by the way, because of guys like me who are taking shots all the time at Big Ag. You know, there's a certain spin on this, as there is most of the news these days, how things are digested, are they disseminated. So it may be that family farms are the primary source of food. I say that's the way it should be. Hip, hip, hooray. But the omnipresence, if you will, of the four big companies that are trying to control the methods of production, the seeds, even the land ownership, you can't ignore the fact that they control or buy through the family farm prices for commodities, for example. I think we made that pretty clear in our discussions. But I'm looking at the data here from the Agricultural Resource Management Survey. Most of us fill these forms out, by the way, don't we? I do. As a matter of fact, I think we just got the one for this year, this week, so that the National Ag Stat Service can have the info on your farm and put together these numbers. The characteristics of the 2 million U.S. farms, the report examines what farms are producing, how much they profit, their participation in federal agricultural programs. See, that's where most of the numbers come from. I'd rather have a survey of people who are family members using farm produce, whether it be dairy or, you know, the kinds of veggies that we all want. And I'm not sure that that's what this is all about. Farm size is measured in this report. The measurement is gross cash farm income, a measure of the farm's revenue that includes sales of crops and livestock, government payments, and other farm-related income. I wish the government weren't involved, don't you? Sometimes, most of the time, in fact. The average family farm makes less than $350,000 a year. There are other different definitions, if you will, of small family farms. Retirement farms are small farms whose principal operators report having retired from farming, but they continue to farm on a much smaller scale. 10% of the U.S. farms are run by retired farms, 219,288 to be specific. The people who want to keep the farm going, but they have off-farm jobs, small farms, principal operators, this is their primary occupation, but 38% of farmers, that is people on 779,767 farms, have to work off the farm in order to keep the farm going. Something really wrong about our priorities when that is the case. The small farms whose principal operators report farming as their primary occupation, those numbers are going down, and the average farm, the smallest of farms, that average people that have, I think it's fewer than 50 acres or 40 acres, something like that, average, 150,000 dollars a year, 683,514 farms, or 34% of U.S. farms, have income of less than $150,000 a year. And so, you know, the large, let's look at the other side of it. Large family farms. I know when I fill out my form every year, they want to know about our, my farm is not a vocational farm. It's an avocational thing for me. I have never made money. I use it because it is a way for me to protect land. It's a way for me to continue to show people what goes on the farm. But there's no money in it, and, you know, so that's the way it is. It wouldn't be considered a large-scale farm anyway. Around here, it's a fairly large farm. Around where I am in the suburban Boston area, having 140 acres of land in one place is quite an accomplishment, frankly. Anyway, going on to the other side of the scale, family farms, which have a gross income of $5 million or in that vicinity, let's see, 51,000 farms, 2.6% of U.S. farms have income over $5 million. Very large family farms, $5 million or more. There are 6,124 of those. And then there are the non-family farms. The farm where an operator or a person related to the operator doesn't own a majority of the business. There are 47,275 farms in America that are not family farms. So they're either owned by corporations or the big ag outfits, you know, that sort of thing. 89% of all farms, according to the stats, were small family farms. Then if we put the numbers together, and it's changed a great deal since the stats were started back in 2011. Farm operating expenses, a large share of total expenses on field crop farms went toward fertilizer. Wow. Oof. Wait till they, that's last year. Wait till you look at the reality of this year. I would say that the, if 26% went for that last year, 40% at least this year is going to go. You see a lot of people buying their seeds now, buying their fertilizer now because they know fertilizers around me is $500 a ton. I can remember buying fertilizer for $40 a ton, $50, $60 a ton. And this is it, I'm going to say, because that's what I feel, this is related to the pandemic. So once again, you can hang your hat on the Chinese government for creating this stir in this category. So anyway, I thought you'd find this to be interesting. Government payments and federal crop insurance programs, 81% of all farms have participated in that in one way or another. I don't choose to, but a lot of people that I know do. And so it's very frustrating to see how much the government, it's the government, the government, the government, the government, the government. It's all about the government. And it's a really very, I find it distressing. We ought to be able to make it on our own. People ought to respect what we do and how we do it. You can't teach people that. You can, well, maybe you can expose them to the information. And certainly now more and more people are interested in good food from the farm. So they're learning more about the farm. And I wonder if, in fact, they're really learning all that there is to learn about who really is controlling. If you are on a family farm and you're growing produce, you're selling yourself, you control the price, you know, based on what other people are selling stuff for, the whatever the public will bear, the whatever they'll pay. But when it comes to selling, if you have 6,000 acres of corn and beans and other things that are commodities, you're not controlling the price. You might control when you sell it, but the prices are set. And I don't think that's right. I don't know how to change the system, but that is the system. Okay, we continue in a matter of moments. Don't forget about our podcast, American Family Farmer. Every week I'm looking at a couple of the more recent podcasts. Toward the end of the year, I spent a lot of time talking about what we've learned. And, you know, I always try to the status of what we eat is also a bit of fodder for our program, talking about the recall of Dole vegetables and fruits. I feel that there is, and this latest podcast talks about harmony and working on how it is that we can make things better for all of us and, you know, figure out what Maine did has gone a long way toward inspiring other people. The new Food Sovereignty Act. I talk about that on the American Family Farmer Show. All the podcasts are available free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget, unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to spend a few moments with Chris Bennett, who will spend then a lot of time with us on this week's program. He's an agricultural journalist, writes for Farm Journal Magazine and AgWeb.com. You're from Northeast Mississippi. The fact that this is a big ag, is this, when I think about Mississippi, I don't always think about agriculture. I probably should, because there are a lot of rolling hills and beautiful farmland there, Chris, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm over here in the hills, but well, if you get over west, you're going to be in the Delta, and frankly, there's not a whole lot there except farming. Very, very beautiful area.
Yes, I know a fellow who owns 11 or 12 radio stations in the Delta. Matter of fact, it's called Delta Broadcasting. And they have, he's told me, I have not been down there. I'm going to go down and visit because I'm on a couple of the stations with my daily DJV program. And I'm going to go down. I know he carries American Family Farmer show down there. I want to see. I've been in Mississippi on a number of occasions. I just haven't been over on that side. But I'm guessing, yes, what you tell me is that farmland galore, isn't it exciting? Maybe I'm just sounding like a homeboy here. I just love to go ride around the country and see farmland. There's some great stretches of Texas that have beautiful farmland, you know, things. I don't know. I think Northerners don't think that the South has, they think the Midwest has great farmland, but they don't think of the South as having great farmland. Do you think that's true?
I tell you what, I believe you're right. It's fascinating, Doug, because you know it's so diverse farmland that if you know what's going on in one state, just one over, you might really know nothing. And we always learn when we recognize our ignorance. And I always find that when I'm talking to somebody, for example, from Iowa or from the Northeast, that I truly know nothing. And doesn't matter how old you get, try to learn something every single day.
Yep, that's for sure. All right. Well, we got a lot to learn from you, including some things that you've covered recently that I have not talked about here. That's a great reason to have you on. But the things that are going on, I'm glad to see that you are focused on China's threat to our agricultural system. I want to really sort of bear down on that with you as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your window.
Moving back into our focus on what's going on from an agricultural journalist's point of view, Chris Bennett writes for Farm Journal magazine and agweb.com. You have also written for the Farm Press. That's a local Mississippi magazine, is it not?
Yes, sir. Farm Press goes out actually across the country, but Delta Farm Press is for the Mississippi area, kind of Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, and a little bit of Missouri, Tennessee.
Right. All right. So my favorite topic that's negative, I have positive and negative things that I talk about here, and also on my daily DJV program, the Chinese and their threat to agriculture. I think that people are so oblivious to this, and our government has helped to cover a lot of this stuff up. The fact that we have, and I'm going to, you'll pardon me, I'm going to go on my China, anti-China rant, because we have, and I want to rant against American companies also that have fallen lock, stock, and barrel in love with the cheap labor in China, and it's gotten us where we are today. I firmly believe that the COVID situation is a problem created in a laboratory, deliberately let loose. When you look, you can still see people arguing about this, but when you look at how the virus is engineered with those spikes that are aimed at being attracted to fat cells in your body, how anybody can come up with any other conclusion, the Chinese have made it known, sometimes quietly, that they want world domination by 2050. They want to control the supply. They figured out how to sucker us in over the last 30 or 40 years, so that we're making everything over there. But we don't realize that they're buying into, they own Smithfield, the pork producers. They own it. 70% of all pork produced in the country goes through Smithfield, and the Chinese government owns it. And now they're trying to buy up Tyson and Purdue. Look at all the land that they've bought in our country. So what have you reported on? I'll get off my soapbox, and you can jump on it if you want, with a focus on what the real problem is with China.
Doug, it's alarming beyond hyperbole. It's been going on for a long, long time. You know, if you look back just 30 years, the script was flipped. And when Russia collapsed, or at least when the Soviet Union collapsed, the Chinese took very careful notes. They didn't want the same thing to happen to them. And the American farmer is caught in a pinch right now, because your number one customer internationally is a diabolical dictatorship that is the longest surviving dictatorship on planet Earth. And, you know, you're talking about a CCP responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of people over the past decades. And that is literally your customer. And that customer wants complete world domination. It's not anything conspiratorial. This is all above the table.
Pretty deliberate about it, yeah. Yeah, they're deliberate about it. Yep.
They come to the negotiating table and they lay it out there. They lay it out in speeches. And yet our politicians simply ignore it. The band plays on. But the FBI tells us, and the FBI, of course, is not exactly bathed in stellar performance the last several years. But the FBI itself admits to us that every 10 hours or so, a espionage case opens up related to the CCP, and they tell us that the espionage-related technology case open up every 60-70% of those in the United States deal with China. So that's the backdrop to American agriculture.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how we have become immune to being concerned, given what they've done, the harm they've done, not only to our economy in our country, but around the world. It's outrageous. Continuing in a few moments with Chris Bennett, who is an agricultural journalist. I want to talk about crime on the farm. There are a lot of things, government versus farmer, that sort of thing. We get to the bottom of all of these items as we continue on the American Family Farmer Show.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, exercise.
You know, the right gear makes all the difference.
Sure does. Which is why I went to Kohl's and got an Adidas hoodie for my husband, Nike sneakers for my son, and some Tech Gear leggings for myself.
Is shopping your cardio?
More like my motivation. Did I mention I got an extra 20% off and earned Kohl's cash?
Ooh, BRB, running to Kohl's.
Select styles, Adidas and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% off runs January 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A court filing by prosecutors on Wednesday is ordering convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Shanarev return a $1,400 COVID relief payment he received last summer, along with a small sum of money he has collected over the years. Victim Dr. Scott Weisberg.
It really does not change anything for me because what he took from me, I'm never going to be able to regain.
When you wash away all the propaganda and political posturing, January 6th was a dark day in America's history. As we all realize, mob rule is never the answer. Americans must be able to talk through our problems, both foreign and domestic. It should be noted 57 individuals who played a role in storming the Capitol steps or breaching the Capitol itself are now running for elected office. That number should probably change, as in many states, candidate filing deadlines are still months away. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. I really regret that the leadership in the United States and the IOC has failed these athletes. I love the Olympics like anybody. My mother took me to the LA Olympics. I saw Carl Lewis run. We were sitting in some really high up seats at the LA Coliseum. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Almost certainly, that is, this virus was foisted on the world. And then second, not only are we propping up one of the greatest human rights violating leaders in all of recorded history, but we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I promise you the chance of them getting their exit visa will be low. And those athletes should all know, too, that Beijing is the most surveilled city in the world. Whether it's their cell phones or their iPads or whatever it is, or it's something they're saying to someone else, you can bet that the Chinese Communist Party will be able to track everything they do, every place they go, and everything they say, and they will record it. It will be used for Chinese Communist Party purposes for time ongoing.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to bad harvest, honey.
One up for the 34 at the hour now, the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, first new program of the year. Every week we do this, taking the situations apart. How to help your farm, that's what our focus mostly is. Sources of information, ways that people have been successful. How may we help you make your farm more successful? Education and information is certainly second to none when it comes to how you run your farm. Now, we could all do, and I say this on my daily DJV program all the time, you could go bananas trying to figure out what all of the truth decay really is in terms of the news media and how they report on things or don't, and China's threat to our government, to our way of life, to agriculture, well documented as you suggested. There are other things though that you've written about lately, and here's a story that pits a farmer against the government. Here we go again with the delineation of wetlands. And so here's a farmer who doesn't have any money versus the government that has all the money. And yet this guy won. You want to tell us the story?
Yes, sir. Nick Smith up in Michigan was an Air Force veteran. He actually served in Congress for 10, 12 years. He was on the Ag Committee himself. And Nick was on about 2,000 acres, a lot of corn and soybeans. Again, up in Michigan, and he had a particular 48-acre field that was somewhat in the shape of a bowl, and down at the bottom, in the center of the field, which is pretty easy to imagine for the listeners, there were 2.2 acres that were designated as wetlands by USDA, NRCS. And this 2.2 acres, that entire 48-acre field, had actually been put in tile, designed by USDA back in the 60s. He still had the paperwork. But they came after him because he wanted, it's the same old story, he wanted to try and shape up the land, work it to his benefit. They came after him in 2008. He wasn't able to emerge from the litigation for 10 years. They cut off all full farm program payments to him. His son was an attorney. His son went to battle for him against NRCS, and they won 10 years later. The bottom line here is that this happens regularly with American farmers, and most of these cases, Doug, disappear.
Yeah, yeah.
They disappear under the table in a settlement, or you simply never hear about them because the farmer has to fold. There's no money to fight the government. The cases that you typically see are when some farmer gets represented pro bono or they have an attorney in their family. Because in NRCS, even if you catch them in the wrong, all they have to do is reload and come after you again. So if an appeals division, for example, caught NRCS on your ground doing wrong, NRCS could simply amend what they've done and then take another bite at the apple. And that's what goes on over and over. And if you were to go to NRCS right now and say, for example, over the last decade, how many farmers have y'all investigated for wetlands disturbance on, let's say, 3 acres or less, right? They're not going to release those numbers to you. They're not going to tell you any of those details. I find it alarming. The cases to this day continue to pop up. And for some people, they might say, well, you know, we've got other fish to fry, but that won't be the case if it's your door that gets knocked on.
Well, it's just, it's sick the way the government goes after its own. These people who are almost in a class by themselves. They go to these schools. They learn philosophy. Most of them have never been on a farm. They wouldn't know one end of a shovel or one end of a cow from the other. And that's not me in hyperbole. That just is the way that it is. I remember some young kid. Well, actually, I've had a couple of these, and I'm sure you have plenty of stories like this that you've written about. My own experience on my farm. I'm a dairy guy, and I used to milk 150 Jerseys. We sold a lot of raw milk and cheeses and that sort of thing. And so I remember a kid just fresh out of UMass Ag School, and he came to the farm as an inspector, was hired by the state, and he was telling me how to do things, looking at page 4 and rule number 56, according to this book. This is what you're supposed to do. So I looked at the kid and I said, you're a nice young fellow. You are totally clueless. You don't know what you're talking about, and please leave. So he didn't. He never came back again. They sent the senior person. But this is what, if you don't have enough starch to stand up to these people, then that's what you get. You get people being chased around by people. Most of the conservation commissions have young kids that go to these public schools, the schools that specialize in nuance, if you will, not in practicality. They haven't been on the farm. You know, I had somebody come to the farm before Trump was president and look at my driveway and see a piece of puddle of water there. Oh, that's a waterway. We have to regulate that. I threw them off the farm. Don't give me that ridiculous stuff. Get off. I mean, I was a little nicer than that, but not much. So, yeah, but farmers have to stand up for themselves. Now, I know you say, you look at this guy who was after the NRCS, and if you don't have the money, it's hard to stand up to them. Or if you don't have the education, I mean, farmers usually are simple, especially dairy guys, 7 days a week, all day, every day. They got to take care of the cows, milk the cows. They don't have time for a focus on anything else. And they fall prey. Imagine how stupid it really is if we really had leadership. And I know I'm on the bully pulpit at the moment. If you really had inspired leadership, they would recognize what the strengths and weaknesses are, leave people alone so that we can provide our country with the food that we have so long been providing. We used to be the breadbasket of the world. the way things are going, in a few years, we lucky we can produce enough food for ourselves, never mind the rest of the world, and it's because of government interference, most of it. Don't you think?
I agree, Doug. I think farmers make the mistake when they look at USDA. I think we all do sometimes see that word agriculture at the end of USDA's tag and forget. USDA has 100,000 employees. They are a bureaucracy. And when you're dealing with a bureaucracy, the rules of bureaucracy apply. And sometimes we give USDA a pass on that. Well, let's be frank. There's a, when you get past the local level, there's a lot of people out there that can't tell the difference between a corn and soybean, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The average person, you're right. All right, we'll continue with this. Chris Penner, we have more time with him, agricultural journalist, some of the things he's written about. I want to talk about ag crime. I know you've been watching and writing about that. In the meantime, it's a focus on you and your weight. How are you doing? A healthy new year is upon us. How about Calitrin supporting that weight loss program? I know you ate a lot. You didn't listen to me earlier on. I said, let's do this in a defensive manner. Get on the program with Calitrin so that you, as you overeat, you can have a chance at sort of keeping your weight almost where it was. Well, a lot of you didn't do that. A lot of you now are going to sign up at the gym, or you're going to go on a diet. You're going to buy weight. Whatever it is, that's okay. I want to support you in your weight loss as much as possible, and I'll send you to Calitrin's website, toploss.com, so that you can support yourself, see how other people have been supported with the very special programs that they have. It's a powerful message. We know that COVID, for example, is a disease of people who are overweight. You got too much fat, you got to get rid of it. Here's the way to do it. Go on whatever program you want, and then stay in order to keep the weight off with Calitrin, all natural weighting. It's literally the weight loss support system that everybody finds. 86% success rate. Imagine that. Everybody finds this stuff works. They wouldn't have been around for 25 years if it didn't work. So check out how it can work for you. Toploss.com. When you check out after you've purchased, use the DJV code for free shipping and the best deals possible. Calitrin works to keep the weight off. Toploss.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
When it comes to multi-use stadiums and fields, what a pain it is to paint and repaint the sidelines, end zones, and logos when switching, say, from football to soccer to rugby. Well, today we're meeting a little robot named Robbie, who paints all those yard lines 7 times faster than humans. Looking like the field version of a Roomba, he does it in 1 hour what used to take multiple people a full day to do. Robbie uses GPS and laser-like precision to autonomously paint athletic fields, which frees up the staff to focus on other field prep. Robbie can be programmed with 45 different field types, including customized logos. Robbie does have bad days too. When he loses a Wi-Fi connection, doesn't connect to the satellite transmitter, or glitches in bad weather, his work can be wobbly and incomplete. You can check it out for yourself at turftank.com. That's TURFTANK.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% US-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Some more time now with Chris Bennett. How do we find you? You're writing for Farm Journal, so I suppose you go to Farm Journal Magazine or agweb.com. We can find you and things that you're writing about. And I know recently you've written a lot about agricultural crime. There are a lot of con artists out there selling Ponzi schemes, selling you name it. They're out there. So what have you written about lately, Chris?
Well, I tell you what, Doug, you're right. Ag crime, it's always hovering around farming. You know, the old handshake mentality is still there to some degree. And agriculture is truly, truly, truly a nationwide business. And anytime you got that element, you're going to have serious, serious crime to go along with it. In Texas, just several years ago, for example, there was a gentleman named Tony Lyon in Perrin, which I would think would be about, an hour west of Dallas. And he ran a check cotton scheme, Doug, and hit the beef industry for almost $100 million. But essentially what he did was represent a beef company out of Nebraska buying head in Texas, and he made up a fake whale. In other words, he made up a fake buyer. And he had access to two different bank accounts, the people he represented and then his own. And he simply wrote checks back and forth on fake herds, fake cattle buys, and upped the amount on each check. So he went essentially from a $100,000 purchase to $200,000, up to $500,000, up to $2 million, $3 million. And as the numbers skyrocketed and you had this Jenga tower head up, he got up to a $5 million level on one check. And, of course, when he wrote that check, finally one of the banks paused and said, hey, let's look at this a little bit longer than usual. And when they did, that whole Jenga tower collapsed. I think they ended up putting him into the pen for 10 years. He's on trial again for something else. Big, long history on him. But the point is, Doug, $100 million almost. Just in a matter of months, really a phenomenal story and a warning for everyone. And, of course, there are many other cases over the last few years as well.
You know, you look at these things and you wonder how much farmers can continue to put up with this sort of thing, how much trial and tribulation they go through. Yeah, we've had some good years, but we also have had this last Thanksgiving, for example, where the farmer got 17 cents out of every dollar that was spent for food for Thanksgiving. This is every year we kind of look at these things, but it's going down and down and down. Like Americans either don't know, don't have respect, we're spoiled, but yet then we were brought up short and farms became more important when the pandemic started and there's no food in the grocery stores. Where do we go? We find the farms. And so I get frustrated, frankly, because so much of the news media doesn't cover this stuff. They're not close to it. They don't report. I mean, lately we've had some reports about how bad the distribution of help was for the pandemic, the PPP stuff going to people who set up farms and they don't have farms, and farmers getting screwed over by the fact that the government and the people running it have their pals and they give them money and they don't give the people that need it money. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Hats off to you for digging some of this stuff up. Anytime I'm going to subscribe to things, I want to know what's going on from your perspective, because there's a lot of things to write about. You might check out Chris Bennett at agweb.com and keep up with what he's writing about, because what he's writing about is going to influence you as private landowner and farmer. Happy New Year, Chris. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hey, Doug, it's a privilege and an honor. I really enjoy being on here with you. Thank you very much.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On this week's American Family Farmer, eyes wide open as to what's going on now. Normally here in this portion, I might remind you about the podcast because it's an important part of our outreach. More and more people to the tune of thousands are listening to the podcast, and you can hear it on a couple hundred radio stations around the country as well, many of them associated with the DJV program that I do Monday through Friday with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. They have become used to my approach to food and the issues on the farm. And normally here in this portion of the program, I give you my thoughts on at least one or two things, depending on how much time I have. I find it, I get nauseous when I look at stories about self-driving tractors. And now we have John Deere, who's I don't have anything green on my farm. Maybe that offends a lot of you. I like red tractors, Massey Ferguson's, Internationals. At any rate, Deere has introduced the first autonomous tractor. And so that means that you don't need to drive the tractor. If you have a labor shortage, then this will fix it. Yes, will it or won't it? I don't know that it does. Farmers are average of 55 years old in this country. 80% of the population resides in urban areas, so there aren't enough people to do the work or operate machinery. So now we have a robot to run tractors. We have a robot to do a lot of things. This is, by the way, because this week is the CES, Consumer Electronics Show, in Chicago. That's where this new self-driving tractor has been introduced. The last time agriculture was on the precipice of this much change was when we were on the cusp of replacing the horse, according to John Deere. Well, you know, John Deere can take a long fly, but as far as I'm concerned. Self-guided tractors, self-operated tractors. I don't see, am I sounding like some old codger? I don't see that this is there's too much technology. And John Deere, among all of the companies in this country that are selling agricultural equipment, are getting the most scrutiny because they're the most difficult to deal with when it comes to buying a tractor and being able to fix it yourself or even understand how it runs. There's so much technology in it that most of farmers can't figure it out. That's why I say to you, if, you know, again, going back to the average farmer being 55 years of age or older, look at the older tractors. I rehab them. I rebuild them all the time. I've got about 20 tractors or so on my farm, and there's any one of them I can take apart myself, fix the rear end, fix a leak that may come from the rear seal of the engine or the front seal, that sort of thing. I challenge you, when those leaks start on a new John Deere, I challenge you to even be able to get the parts, because they're not going to let you. They want their $90 an hour service people to come to your place. And what farmer can afford that? Unless you're really, really doing well. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, farmers have had to doing well on the grain end of things. So, okay, you buy a tractor and you trade it in next year for a tax deduction because you did so well. That works on, you know, maybe 3% of the farms. The rest of us who are having to just do what we can to make things work, the advance in technology is nothing to be proud of. I think you guys at John Deere, you need to get a grip. Also, something this week that I found interesting was an overview of manure and why it is, and most farmers get this, I don't know why this is a big deal, but some younger farmers who don't really know how the system works, the system of feeding cows hay or feed, and they came from a field where there were weeds, the weed seeds stay in the manure. So if you're spreading it, you're guaranteed to have weeds. And weeds are very prolific. They seem to, and we're always looking for ways to get rid of them, burning them, using some kind of horrible chemical on them, that sort of thing. A lot of weeds in corn and a lot of weeds in soybeans, a lot of weeds in your garden. Be careful not to assume that animal digestion will kill all the seeds, because even with cows, it doesn't. Less likely to in horses, if you're spreading horse manure around, lots of seeds. The yellow foxtail seeds are very difficult. I think most of those are fed to cows. But at any rate, something to be thinking about, even if you knew it, maybe a reminder is good. And I like to have reminders and helpful hints here on the American Family Farmer every week. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's harvest time.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.